I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast.
Hey guys, it's Lee, and I am excited to be here today because I have a very exciting couple of things to talk about. One of the questions, before we even get started, one of the things that this week has just been fantastic for me because yesterday, which was Monday, I was talking to one of the double stackers who told me that he won like $24,000 or $25,000 worth of business over the last 3 weeks. And then as I was replying to that email of his, he then told me that he actually just landed another $9,000 project this morning. So that was over like $34,000 over the past couple of weeks for him. And then this morning, I was actually on the phone with somebody and got another email coming through, and yet another double stacker landed a $24,000 project. So it's been a great week. I love talking about that kind of stuff. I love hearing that kind of news. It really just makes my day. And just kind of wanted to get on here and share that with you guys this morning too. And also, we're going to be talking about customer service, because customer service is one of those things that comes up a lot. And like a lot of times people try to differentiate their business and win clients through just having just outstanding, amazing customer service. And so I want to talk about that today, because sometimes, depending on what we mean when we say customer service, sometimes customer service can be the kind of thing that really kind of ruins your business and actually hurts your clients more so than benefits them. And so that's kind of what we're going to be talking about. Why don't we go ahead and just kind of dive into it? So there's a couple of things that I want to actually mention before we get too deep into it. One thing is, if you're watching live and you want to kind of interact and have a question, you know, go ahead and, you know, leave a comment there or post a comment, and then I will be keeping an eye on that and, you know, try to interact as we go. So there we have it. So we're going to be talking about, is customer service ruining your business and is it actually hurting your clients? And so let me ask you a couple of questions. Do you feel like you're providing more customer service than you can really afford to deliver? Because one of the things that I talk to people a lot about, like as we begin to sort of dive into their business and how they work their business, they'll begin to say things like, I just can't sell maintenance programs or maintenance plans, but I'm looking at the WordPress site and it needs to be updated, and you know, there's plugins that are out of date, and you know, all of this stuff. So I just do it, you know, I just do it because I have to do it, and you know, they're not paying for it, but like if I don't do it, I feel bad about it, especially if it's somebody you know and that you see. And so trying to get all of that squared away, just as, you know, good customer service, but they're not paying for it. And so a lot of times that can be the kind of thing that's sort of a recipe towards burning you out. Now you can do that for the first couple of clients. Hey, Wilson, it's good to see you. High five. Boop. Oh, look, there's Brian is here, boop, and Bibby, David, whoop, David Bibby. He likes to be called Bibby, and I like to say Bibby. So that's awesome. Emily joined, high five, boop. So a lot of cool stuff going on here. Anyway, so one of the things that can kind of be burning you out is providing a higher level of customer service than your business affords you to actually deliver. And what that tends to look like is you onboard some clients and you start doing the maintenance work and the plugin updates and, you know, going above and beyond and all that stuff, even though they're not paying you to do it. And you do it because you feel like you have to, you feel like you're a good person, you want to do the best you can for your clients. But at the same time, you can't run a business like that. And if you, and like the first couple of clients, it's okay because it's, you know, you only have a couple of clients. How long does that take? But as you begin to scale, then what will happen is there's too many clients and that free work begins to pile up to the point where it becomes unsustainable. And that's not good for you. It's not good for your clients. And ultimately things tend to fall apart. And so, hey, there's Jeffrey. He wants in on this. Hey, Jeff, boom, high five to you.
So that's one of those things. It's like if you feel like that business structure that you have is sort of ballooning into a situation that's unsustainable, obviously that's bad for you because you're burning yourself out. But it's also bad for your clients too. You might think that you're delivering a higher level of service and doing them some favors by kind of doing this free work kind of proactively on their behalf. But if you can't stay in business, then nobody's going to be there to help your clients. And so it's actually in your client's best interest if you actually are able to stay in business. And so that's kind of one of those areas where customer service can kind of spiral out of control. So another thing too, is like, do you feel like you're trying to differentiate yourself with this high degree of customer service that your clients wouldn't experience if they were working with somebody like on Upwork or Fiverr or overseas or someone else that just doesn't have the degree of customer service that you do? Do you feel like that's the kind of thing that you're using to differentiate you? Because a lot of times that's kind of like the number one thing. Like I'll get on the phone, we'll be talking about like, well, what is it? What do you have that's different and better that sets you apart from everybody else? And almost all the time, the conversation kind of falls back towards, well, I do a lot of great work. I do customer service. You know, I'm always available. You know, all of the things that are providing a good experience for the people that you work with. That's the main thing that really differentiates you. And so we're going to be talking about the problems with good customer service, but those are the kind of, that's kind of the context of how all of this starts. So let me ask you this. What is good customer service? Have you thought about what does it mean to provide a good experience for your customers in the context of WordPress and web design and digital marketing? So what does it look like to be a provider of good customer service? So like, here's some of the things that I've heard people say and some of the things that just kind of come up in conversations. And you see if you feel like you kind of agree with this. One of the things is like always being available when they need you is an attribute of delivering good customer service. Just like always being that, responding quickly is another one. Like, you know, if somebody sends you an email or gives you a call and you just respond, either in real time would be best, but if not in real time, you know, really quickly. proactively making sure that their websites are up to date, you know, rather than waiting for them to say, hey, can you update this? Or I noticed a problem, you know, being proactive about getting things going. And, or how about this? Another thing that comes up all the time is people that say, you know, after I'll build your website, I'll then teach you how to use it, right? So I'll teach you how to post blog posts and upload images and, you know, whatever, you know, all the stuff that somebody might want to do on their own. You know, there's this tutorial aspect, or this teaching or this coaching aspect that kind of goes along with the web development. And, you know, that's a great level of customer service, people think. Kind of creating somewhat of like a self-service experience by kind of educating people on how to use the website that they just got. Or here's another one I hear all the time. I'm undercharging and over-delivering, right? And that's an element of good customer service by, you know, keeping the price low and affordable while, you know, just wowing people and just delivering a better you know, website or a better customer experience than they even thought was possible. And another one would be delivering a personalized and custom solution, oftentimes to be another sign of like, I'm not just doing these cookie cutter websites. I'm not just giving the same thing to everybody. I've got a custom solution thing. Like we're going to do this discovery session and we're really going to dig in deep and figure out what your needs are and, you know, and give you exactly what you want. You know, that's the kind of idea that, you know, so that kind of grouping of things tends to be what people refer to as a good customer experience. And here's the thing. It's true. Yes, those are all good things that are in the realm of a good customer service experience. But here's the problem. The problem is they're outdated concepts, especially in the arena of digital marketing, WordPress, web design. Like if that's the kind of business that you're running, those types of concepts when it comes to customer service, it's not that they're wrong, it's just that they're incomplete, they're outdated. They're not actually what it takes to provide a good customer experience or a good customer service because there's no focus at all on results. Like every single thing that we just mentioned, whether it was, you know, always being there, you know, responding quickly, being proactive and upgrading things and teaching people how to run their own websites and, you know, whatever, you know, all of those things that we just listed, there's no focus on results. And that's why it's incomplete today. And the problem with all of that is, Hey, look, there's Shane. He wants in on DoubleStack. That'd be work. We'll have to talk about it. We'll get on the phone and pick up that conversation again. So here's the thing. So when it comes to results, that's the missing component in all of the things that we just described. And here's why it's a big problem. It's a big problem because if you're using good customer service to differentiate you from all of the other low-cost alternatives, and you know, whether that's having your client build a Wix website or having them go on Squarespace or Upwork or Fiverr or just hire a cheaper developer from Craigslist or who knows where, if what you're trying to do is differentiate yourself from those other alternatives and a good customer experience, good customer service, really caring, being a nice person, like those are the things that you're using as your primary tool to differentiate you from all of those other things, it's going to be a huge problem. And the reason that it's a big problem is because there's not enough financial difference in the mind of your client to outweigh the massive increase in pricing that you're going to need to put in place in order to deliver on the customer. Like we talked, like in the very beginning of our conversation today, I said, hey, do you feel like you're burning yourself out? Do you feel like you have the business structure to financially afford to be able to offer the level of customer service that you really want? And this is the reason that it's almost always a problem, is because the answer tends to be no. The answer tends to be, I'm doing it for free because my clients haven't signed up for a maintenance package and those types of things. And so if you're using customer service and that customer experience as your primary differentiating factor for why it's good to work with you instead of somebody else, you're not going to be able to onboard clients at the prices that you need. Because if you say, I'm coming to the table charging 5 or 10 times more than everybody else, your client's going to immediately just say, well, customer service or not, I just can't afford that. It's too expensive. I can't afford that. And you've priced yourself out of the market, because a good customer experience alone is not enough to justify charging 5 or 10 times more. Like if someone's going to charge like $800 or $500 to build a website, and you're going to charge $5,000 to build a website, there's, customer experience alone is not going to make up that $4,500 difference. That's just it's going to blow you out of the market with a price tag like that. Now, one of the things that I would recommend is, like, if you're kind of new to this group or you're kind of interested in, how does all this work? Check out the interview that I just did with Amy. I just posted in this group a couple of days ago. It's also at doublestack.net. You can see the interview with her there. She literally 10x'd her pricing, and she used to sell $500 websites and is now successfully selling $5,000 websites. And she lives in Idaho, right? So it's not like she lives in New York City or San Francisco or Orlando or any of these big tech hubs. She lives in Idaho. And so a lot of times people will say, well, my customers, the people that live around me or where I am, they can't afford to spend $5,000 on a website. And of course, and that's the symptom. So like if you're hearing someone say, I can't afford a $5,000 website, then what you're noticing is they don't think it's worth $4,500 to have a good customer service experience, right? They need results. That's the big thing. So here's some of the problems with this old approach. It doesn't win clients anymore. Like it used to win clients, because it used to be the case that everybody was building these great websites, and the main differentiating factor was whether or not you had this good customer experience. But that's the problem. Like today, the price of the websites, the price of the technical services are just going down and down and down, and you're not able to make up the difference in terms of the price point that you need to be able to deliver your best work with customer service alone. So the first problem with this old approach of differentiating yourself by providing good customer service without the focus on results is it just doesn't win clients. And of course, at that point, you don't have a business structure that will allow you to stay in business. And ultimately, that's bad for you and your clients as well. And here's another thing. Another really big point that often goes overlooked with this customer service first experience approach to the winning high value clients is that you're not leveraging all of your experience and all that you could be delivering. So there's basically three big problems, right? So the first one that we just talked about is the money's not there to do your best work. So you can't afford to deliver the kind of experience you want to while also trying to stay in business and paying the bills. The second is, the client doesn't know what to ask for anymore. That's one of the big problems. So like if you feel like your main, the way that you structure a client meeting is to just be just the best at serving them and caring for them and doing exactly what they say. And you're treating the experience kind of like you would if you were running like a restaurant or like a hotel or something like that. And like, because when you go to a restaurant, you're not really in the restaurant for results, right? You're not there for results. You're there for a nice experience. You want people to be nice to you. You want them to bring you drinks and food, and you want it to taste good. And you want that experience to be as fantastic as possible. And so the old concepts that we were just talking about doing, you know, providing good customer service in the context of a restaurant or a hotel or on a vacation or something like that is great. It still applies. It's still the way that you want to run your restaurant if that's what you're doing. But when it comes to digital marketing, especially with WordPress and web design and, you know, those types of things, it doesn't work anymore because our market has shifted into a different position now where it's not just about feeling good and having these discovery sessions and these breakthrough sessions and feeling happy about the meeting. And that's what the big problem is, because when you come with the mindset that you're going to provide this great customer experience in that old context, in the context of just trying to do your best work, being proactive, you know, undercharging and over-delivering, in that context where you just want to have your client tell you what they want and then you do the best job you can delivering on that. That is the paradigm for like a local restaurant. You go there, you tell them what you want, and then you hope that they do a very good job delivering that, right? So you order yourself some tacos and you hope they're the best tacos you ever had, right? That kind of idea. But what we need to be doing in the web design world, in the WordPress world, in the digital marketing world, it's not about whether they tell you what to do and you do the best you can to deliver it, because the problem is they don't know how to tell you what to do. That's what the issue is. So if you're putting the burden of success on the shoulders of your clients when you run your client meetings, you're in a low ticket situation. You're in a situation where you're just not going to be able to charge very much for your work, even if you deliver fantastic work. And the reason why is because it's not about the work and the clients aren't going to know how to make the right request. They're not going to know what to do. And what you should be doing instead is you should be leveraging all of your skills, all of the knowledge that you have, all of the experience. You should be showing up with leadership, with genuine integrity, and present a solution that's better than they could come up with on their own, right? That's the idea behind the results-oriented new approach to providing a better customer service experience for your clients. So it's a better approach to do it this way. So if you show up with leadership and you begin to differentiate what you're offering in a way that is just fundamentally different from everybody else by providing the path to success that your client would otherwise be able to come up, would not be able to come up with on their own. If you are the one saying, you know, presenting things they've never heard of before, giving them access to tools and platforms and skills that they didn't even know existed, and doing it in such a way where it's driving results for their business, that's the type of experience customers really need. It's probably not the type of experience that customers are going to be asking for because they don't know the language, right? They don't know the vocabulary. They don't know what to ask for. And they're just unaware of the possibilities. That's another big point. But when you show up and you deliver an offer that is significantly superior, right? It's not just a tweak here and there, but like dramatically, fundamentally superior to something that they could come up with on their own. That is the key to differentiating yourself from everybody else. And that's a much better approach. And if, when you do it that way, that makes up the difference between low ticket and high ticket. That's why you can charge 5 or 10 times more than everybody else without pricing yourself out of the market. And you're exercising the fullness of your knowledge, right? You're not holding anything back. You're not just trying to say, hey, I know how to build a logo. You want a logo? While also knowing how to do other things that you're holding back. And instead, you're giving them everything that you've got so that they're able to get, you know, the best results possible from your work, which of course is going to be more satisfying for you. And of course, it's going to be better for them too. So that's really a big point. You're bringing leadership, really, is what I'm trying to underscore here. That one of the missing components to the old approach to customer service is there is no leadership. The client is doing the leadership, if there's any leadership at all. But without leadership, Like if you show up asking your clients things like, you know, tell me what kind of colors you like and what, you know, what are some of the websites that your competitors have, or what are other websites that you like, and we can, you know, maybe mimic some of those design features, or you tell me what kind of budget you have and I'll tell you, you know, what I can do that's just going to be awesome for that price, you know? If you're asking those types of questions, you're not really providing any leadership. You're asking them to tell you what to do, and then you're going to turn around and try to do your best job doing it. But the problem is they don't know how to ask. That's the problem. They don't know what to say. And the reason they don't know what to say is because there's so many different things out there that could be going on in the world of digital marketing. There's so many platforms and tools and services and techniques, and it's just really complicated now compared to how it was before. It's, you know, and every day it seems to be getting, you know, more and more complex. And so clients don't know how to bridge the gap. They don't know how to say, here's what I want you to do. They can't do it. And so you need to bring that leadership. Now, let me put one caution in here too. I'm not talking about meetings that don't feel good, right? Like if you're a nice person and you care about your clients and you have these discovery sessions, it probably is a fun time. Like I like brainstorming with people and talking about ideas and business and growth and marketing and strategy and, you know, all of those types of things. But the problem is that there's a huge difference between feeling good about an interaction with a person and feeling confident in the plan that gets put together. Those are two separate things. And what's happening in most people's meetings these days is you get together, you've got this great personality, your heart's in the right place, you're trying to serve your clients at a level that's higher and better than, you know, than anybody else by providing this great customer service experience. But there's no leadership. And without that leadership, there's not going to ever be confidence. And without confidence, nobody is going to feel safe investing with you at a high ticket level, because they'll be saying, hey, you know what? You know, the price is getting up to $800 or $1,000 or something like that. And, you know, that's getting kind of deep. That's kind of, I don't know, if I spend $1,000 with you, am I going to be able to, how am I going to get that back, right? Like, how am I going to get that return on investment? And if all you're offering is a great customer experience without a focus on leadership, without a focus on results, they're never going to get that back, right? Because you would be waiting for them to tell you what to do, and that's not going to happen. And again, it's like, even if you're offering things like tutorial services, like, let me show you how to blog, let me show you how to upload pictures, let me show you how your website works, your client's not going to do it. They're not going to do it. They may do it initially, maybe. A good client might. But even a good client is going to fall off and go back to doing what they know how to do and running their own business, and that's going to be a problem. So that's the thing. So if you, what I want to leave you with is, if you can bring a results-oriented approach to your customer service, that's a very different thing than that old-style approach to customer service where you're kind of leaning on them and saying, hey, you tell me what to do and I'll do a great job and I'll be prompt and I'll be, you know, affordable and I'll be all of these other things that tend to represent a great customer experience. What I'm saying is, like, if you run a restaurant, great, keep doing it. If you run a digital marketing agency or a WordPress development firm or something like that, you're going to have to make a shift, or you're not going to be able to keep the doors open, because the prices are just falling and falling and falling with regard to selling technical services, even if you do it with a smile on your face, right? Even if it's a good feeling experience. And so if you're sitting there wondering, like, well, how do I do it? How do I structure a meeting where I can bring leadership without being bossy and confrontational and assertive? Like, I'm not saying, you know, go to the meeting and be like, you know, do what I say. Here's what I do. I've got a degree in this. I've got a degree in marketing and art and, you know, whatever it might be. And therefore, like, you better do what I say or you're really going to be doing it wrong. And then you're feeling really confrontational and assertive and bossy. And that doesn't work, because that's going to cause your client to be defensive. And that's going to be a negative experience. It's the opposite of good customer service. What I'm suggesting is you need to show up in a way that just establishes yourself as a leader. You're not asserting yourself as the leader. You're not saying it's my way or the highway. You're establishing yourself as a leader by presenting the fullness of your experience. Like, you mentioned things that they've never heard of before, and techniques and tools and platforms and strategies and techniques and all the stuff that you could be doing that are just outside of your client's mind. They didn't know that stuff existed. Or maybe even if they did know, maybe they thought it was just so far out of reach for them that they wouldn't know how to deal with something like that. But now, because of you, it's attainable. That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about leadership and confidence and bringing a real solution that serves your clients. That's the kind of service that they want. They want the service that generates results. And let me give you just one quick example
Like, say you're going to like a gym, like you want to get fit and lose weight and stuff like that. You don't want somebody, or at least I'll talk about myself. I don't want somebody, if I show up and I want somebody to train me, I don't want them to be like, oh yeah, you know, gentle on me, all nice. And you know, whatever you do, you know, you tell me what kind of exercises you'd like to do. You know, you want to run a mile today? No, okay, well, we'll just do some bench presses then. You know, I don't want that. I want somebody to say, hey, here's what you need to do. And when you do that, you're going to be able to, you know, lose weight, run faster, be stronger, whatever the outcome is that I want when I go to the, when I go to the gym, I want someone to say, here's what you do. And if you do that, you're going to get the results that you're looking for. That's the kind of customer service that we want. We want gym style customer service, not restaurant style customer service when it comes to running your web agency. And when you do that, you're going to be able to charge 5 or 10 times more than everybody else because you're offering a fundamentally different service. And so that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today. And if you feel like you're like, well, I don't really know what to offer. Like, I'm not really sure what I would put in my, like, what are these other marketing tools and platforms and strategies that actually will drive these business outcomes for my clients? You know, maybe you feel like you only know like technical tools with technical outcomes, right? So one of the things I talk a lot about is the two different types of tech tools that are out there. Like, just as a quick example, we can dive into this deeper later, but the, like an SSL certificate, for example, like you, if you know how to install an SSL certificate for somebody, you can get that done. That's clearly a technical skill, but it has a purely technical outcome. You're not going to get more customers or clients or leads or anything like that just because your site has an SSL now when it didn't before, right? You're going to need to do something else. You're going to need to do something with the marketing, with the lead automation and generation, with, you know, customer pricing and lead nurturing and, you know, all your brand visibility types of things. You know, you have to, how do you get your customer out there? And where do you find the customers? And how do you generate those leads? Those are things that have business outcomes, right? So you need both. You can't have really one without the other. You can't have all of this great stuff going on the business side and then driving them to a website that's just a technical failure. And on the other side, if you have this stellar, you know, the best designed, technically produced website ever that's responsive and secure and fast and all that other stuff, if you don't have the marketing tools in place to drive, you know, traffic into that site, then that's a failure too, right? So you have to have both sides of the equation. You have to have basically the tech stack and you have to have the business development stack in order to make these results happen, in order to drive these outcomes. Thus, double stack. So the tech stack, the business development stack. So if you're wondering, well, what can I put in that tech stack that's going to drive those business outcomes? And how can I set up a monthly retainer so that I can have that residual recurring income coming in while serving my clients at this higher level? And what does that look like? How do you price that? How do you find clients that can afford that? Like, if those are the types of questions that are in your mind, what that means is that you are the kind of person that that I can help. I can help people like that. Like, if you're the kind of person where you want to drive results and outcomes for your clients, then we should get on the phone and talk about that. And we'll walk through it together and see, like, you know, who are you trying to serve? Like, what kind of markets are interesting to you? And what price point should you have in order to hit the revenue goals? And what's that work-life balance going to look like so that you're not burning yourself out working like 18-hour days or something, and you actually have a legit day working, you know, 8 hours a day, you know, making the kind of revenue and making the kind of money you really want. And it's absolutely true. Like, just a few minutes ago, like, and to start this out, like, I was just coming to you guys feeling really happy because, like, literally on Monday, I talked to a double stacker who made $34,000 in the last like 3.5 weeks. And then just this morning, I talked to a double stacker who landed a $24,000 project literally like 2 hours ago. And so it's absolutely the case. And we just talked about Amy, who's shifted her pricing from $500 to $5,000, even in Idaho, right? Even if you feel like the types of businesses around where you are just kind of startups or mom and pop shops or whatever, the reason that those types of people are feeling like they can't afford these higher services, higher price points, tends to be because of this using customer service to differentiate a $500 website from a $5,000 website. And customer service doesn't cut it. Not anymore, at least. So if you're kind of thinking this through and you're like, well, what do I put in these proposals? How do I structure that? How do I run a meeting like that? How do I find these clients? Let's get on the phone for free for 45 minutes and talk about it and really dial this stuff in. So head over to doublestack.net/call
you can find a time that will work for you. You'll see my calendar, and it's and that's like my personal calendar. It's like you and me specifically. It's not like anyone else that I work with or anything like that. It's just the two of us. We'll get on the phone for 45 minutes and we'll explore exactly, you know, where you are right now with your business, what you feel like's working and what's not working. And then we'll talk about where do you want to be? Like, what kind of vision do you have for the type of revenue that you're generating? The type of, how many hours does it take to do that? What are the lifestyle implications of that? How do you get your marketing in place? Like, maybe you're the kind of person where you know of business owners, but they're also like your friends. Like, maybe you go to church with them, or maybe you work out at a gym with them, or maybe they're like in a yoga class with you, or maybe they're just friends of yours from the past, or maybe they're your wife's friends or your husband's friends, and there's a relationship there already where you don't want to mess that up. And therefore you feel kind of uncomfortable kind of saying, hey, do you want a website? You know, let me show you what I can do kind of thing. Well, we can fix that. Like, we can absolutely fix that. So you can have these fun and energizing conversations with people that you know and that you can help. So that's the kind of stuff we can talk about. Head over to doublestack.net/call, book that time. And right after that, you'll see a little form, fill it out real quick. It's got, I'm asking you about like a link to your website, a little bit of information about your business. That way I can be prepared when we get on the phone and really drive as much value into that 45-minute conversation as we can. And then there you go. So you're going to come away with new insight with regard to what you should be charging. How do you structure those proposals? How do you generate recurring revenue? Those are all answers that will get dialed in specifically for you, right? Because right now we're talking to over 1,000 people. I can't answer that many questions all at once. So that's why we do these one-on-one calls, to see like, what is your marketing look like? What do your clients look like? What does your skill set lend itself to do? Those are the types of questions we'll be answering. So head over to doublestack.net/call and pick a time, and we'll get on the phone and make this happen.